Off the Ball, GAA.
That was a revenge mission in full flight. The only fortunate thing about it for Cork was that it was in a game of no consequence.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Off the Ball app is getting a new look and will now be called the Go Loud app. You don't need to download it again. If you want to listen to 3 free podcasts per month or become a member and don't already have the app, search for Go Loud in your app store now.
Off the Ball.
Off the Ball, GAA.
Full time here in the first round of the All-Ireland Camogie Championship, and it's Cork 6-25, Limerick 5 points. A comprehensive victory for the All-Ireland champions in a game that was all but over at halftime. The Cork forward line ran riot, with Clodagh Finn and Orla Cahalan each scoring 2-3, and Amy O'Connor finishing with 1-7. Cork are away to Tipperary next weekend, which will be a much harder battle. For Limerick, a disappointing result today where they were always going to be up against it, there will be a lot to learn from today's match, and they will be hoping for a much more competitive game at home to Wexford next weekend. Final score today in Parky Ring, Cork 6-25, Limerick 5 points. Ger, very comprehensive win, 6-25 to 5 points. How are you feeling after your side's performance today?
Sure, look, we came out to win, I suppose. We treat every team with the same respect. We treat Limerick as we play Galway, Tipperary, any good team. So, look, I suppose we were the hot favourites, and look, just glad we got over it. We didn't pick up any injuries, so we're happy enough.
Brought on a couple of subs there, had a few injuries. What is the competition like inside in the camp for places here?
Well, I suppose I left a few play with the under-23s for the girls, because it's hard to give. You can only bring on 5 subs in the championship, whereas in the league we'd 8 subs. Made it more, you know, giving everybody a bit of time. So what I look at is trying to get time into players. It is very competitive. Look, I suppose the panel has changed quite a bit since myself and Matthew. I got involved in a match there a couple of years ago, and I've changed it around. We have made it competitive, as you can see. The girls come on, like, just slipstreamed into it, and I suppose, look, the big thing, they're pushing each other. There was girls disappointed they weren't starting today. There was girls that we brought on before, they'd be disappointed, but I like that. I like the competitiveness, and I suppose the girls push themselves. But I thought, I thought our conversion rate was good today. We didn't let up at any stage, which is important because we're bigger games ahead.
Few injuries going off there today. Are there any major concerns after that?
No, not really. I think, Laura T had a bit of a problem there coming in, so we just took her off as precaution, and she'll be ready for next week. If Healy, just give her a break. She's playing so much. Well said, Charles McCartan, hopefully he's back doing a bit of training. Maybe he might be dodgy. She got injured there under football in the muster final there a couple of weeks ago. So we're just hoping that that she'll be fine there. We might get her back for next week, unlikely. But look, that's panel. We descend the league final. Katrina Mackey pulled out before it. Laura Hayes is out. And like, that's the thing. If we can make the squad competitive, it's the important thing.
And finally, I have to ask, I had a turbulent couple of weeks with the skirts and the shorts. How did you knock out the noise with the squad during the last couple of weeks, and especially with the cancellation of the Munster final, or postponement of the Munster final, I should say?
I just ignored it, really, to be honest. I backed the girls, as I was hitting the county board, in all fairness to say. We respected the girls' decision, just got on with it. We trained every night, we trained for the matches. A bit unfortunate game called out the night before, but I can see it probably was turning into a bit of a circus for the game against Waterford. And I suppose common sense prevailed. Could have done it earlier, there's no doubt. But no, it didn't affect us. We trained, as you can see, we trained well. We'd never missed a beat in training. We didn't call anything off. We kept going. We prepared. Missed out in a good game against Waterford because preparation for today. And look, next week we've a huge game against Tipperary next week. There'll be touch and go up in the rag. Very hard to go up there and win a match, as most teams know. So look, I know everything went fine. Look, it's done and dusted now. Just get the proper shots now. He's supposed to go because there's relegations and that as well. But no, give them credit. We'll get shots hopefully next week or the week after. They have the shots there. They have to be in uniform with the jersey. Same colour, and we just didn't have them for the under 23 team, so hopefully we'll have that sorted by next week.
This week on Diverted.
I mean, I woke up at like 11:30, I cracked a cold one with the boys, we had some buffalo chicken dip this afternoon.
It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it in Gainesville, baby.
Yeah.
We are in the United States. We're talking college football, Hialeah in Miami, and we're talking pillow fighting.
It's still combat sports. The transition from bare knuckle to pillow fight is good because I'm also a Tai Chi instructor, so you know you got to go from hard to soft.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts. Off the Ball. GAA.